Here's an audio clip from a short video posted to Facebook by a night shift employee at Mount Edgecombe Hospital. Just about everyone with social media in Sitka was looking at it today. Sure, Anchorage has its share of moose in traffic, but how often do you see a sea lion lumbering down the road? While this is entertaining, it's also a little troubling. Julie Spiegel with the National Marine Fisheries Service says law enforcement from her agency, as well as biologists, have been monitoring the animal since the call came into police a little before 3 a.m.
He is a subadult male sea lion. He was in the roadway on Tongass Drive, and he appears to be frightened and confused, and he's been sort of hiding out in the bushes a little bit. Our law enforcement officers have cordoned off the area with ribbon, and we're asking members of the public to please avoid the area so we can allow the animals some space and quiet to calm down.
Although the sea lion is subadult, it's no baby. Male Steller sea lions can grow to 1,500 pounds, and this one appears well on his way. Spiegel says that a relocation plan really hasn't been discussed yet. They're going to try and let the sea lion find his own way back, possibly with a nudge.
At this point, we are taking a wait-and-see approach and hoping that he finds his way back to the water by himself once things calm down a little bit. There is still the possibility of using some approved hazing practices to encourage him in the right direction if the need arises.
And if this lost sea lion does start moving again, you don't want to be in his way. Spiegel and the National Marine Fisheries Service say the best help the public can offer is to promptly report marine mammal stranding whenever you encounter one. The toll-free number for the Marine Mammal Stranding Network is 877-925-7773. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Wolfe.